Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are in a golden age of streaming. We may be in a golden age of not leaving our houses. I love going to the movies. I do. There's something special about sitting in a theater with other people. The smell of popcorn, the slightly sticky floor from Coca-Cola that some teenager spilled on the floor. Movie theaters, though, are in... well, they're in a fight. They're in a fight against the wonderful home entertainment systems we have, the availability of streaming, the cost of going out, all of those things, COVID, weariness. But there is another generation that is in charge of a theater group that has been in Minnesota for more than 80 years, Mann Theaters. Pioneer Press did a great story over the weekend about the third generation owners. And Mann Theaters... making some moves, too, to try to stay alive and relevant. And we're joined live on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline by Michelle Mann, one of the owner-operators of the Mann Theaters. Michelle, nice to have you with us on CCO.
Thanks for having me, Jason.
It's I don't know if movie theater owner is something that most people would say, like, oh, that sounds like a great job to have. I don't know. Are people enthusiastic or worried about you right now?
It used to be the coolest job in town. No.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. Before COVID, it was like, wow, cool. You know what, though, Jason, since we've recovered from COVID, thankfully, because of our incredible customers and communities, we're back with a vengeance. We've had a wonderful, amazing summer, probably a lot due to the fact of, I'm sure you've heard of this movie called Top Gun. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Tom Cruise kid. Yes, I did too at your theater in Plymouth, and it was awesome. It was awesome in the theater.
Yeah, thank you. It's one of those films you want to see over and over again because it's so good. And, you know, it's just been such an incredible summer all in all. And we're ecstatic that we are adding to our Mann family, the Edina Theater. And, you know, it's just going to be such an exceptional time. We are thrilled and honored to be in downtown Edina. This is all about the community. We're bringing movies back finally. The Edina Theater hasn't been open in 3 years, and we're just ecstatic about the opportunity.
Do you look ahead in Edina, and do you think, you know, people are going to go back to that theater? Will they return to a theater in downtown versus watching, you know, on a big screen in their homes?
They absolutely are going to come back to the theater, and there's quite a few reasons why. But number one, you said it earlier. There's something about the energy and the feeling of coming to a movie theater, the big screen, the sound. Now these new recliners, we're going to have heated recliners in all of the auditoriums in the Edina. But let's take it a step further. We are going to make this a destination and an experience. We are emulating some of the set from The Shining. You're going to feel like you're in the movie The Shining. We are emulating the Gold Room bar in the film. You're going to feel like you're sitting right next to Jack Nicholson having a drink. We are emulating the restrooms. We are putting some surprising Instagrammable spaces throughout. You're going to have amenities in this theater that were never existent. You are going to want to come here because you cannot get the same experience at home. I'm going to say what my grandfather always said. Everybody has a kitchen, right? Everybody has a kitchen. But why do you go out to eat? Because you want to be wined and dined. You want to have an experience. You could cook at home, but you want to have something tasty and great and go out and have an experience. And that's what we're bringing to you.
We're talking with Michelle Mann, one of the owners of Mann Theaters, just bought the Edina Theater. And you guys are in St. Paul and Champlin and Plymouth and a number of other locations in greater up in Cabin Country, Baxter and Brainerd. The cost is always an issue that people bring up, and they've been bringing up when it comes to going to the movie theater. I don't know. I feel like people have been talking about, maybe they've been talking about it since 1935. For sure they've been talking about the cost for the last 15 years or so, and we already have a text. Are you kidding me? $72 for popcorn and pop for four people. No thanks. I'll stay home. How do you respond to that that concern?
Yeah, so we are actually really fairly priced. If you take a look at our competitors, we're significantly lower.
And we So what's it cost? What does it cost to go see a movie today?
Well, it ranges. It depends. What time of the day are you going? What screen are you going? Are you going to our XDX screen? Are you going on the weekend? So it depends. It depends. But it ranges. And $5 Tuesdays are $5.50 all day, every day, all the time Tuesdays. So, and you get a free drink when you get a popcorn. So you can't beat $5 Tuesdays. Right. But it just depends on the time of the day when you're going to a movie. But like I said, Jason, we're considerably lower than our competition.
Yeah.
And we've always stayed under because we are a family-run business. We want you to have a great customer service experience, but also have it affordable for your family. So we keep that in mind when pricing our locations.
Michelle Mann, one of the owners of the Mann Theaters, with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Michelle, is your biggest competition the fact that there are so many movies available to stream, or is it other kinds of entertainment out there?
I would say it's any kind of entertainment, because just what you said, you're going to pick as a family or as a date or just by yourself, all right, what am I going to spend my money on? Where am I going to go? So I would say that anything in general is kind of our competition. But again, who's going to beat coming to a movie with your kids, with your family, with your significant other?
Well, the date thing is a big aspect. And I think about, like, I have two teenagers. So I think about, you know, what if all these movie theaters go away? What are teenagers supposed to do? I feel like my kids go to a movie every other week.
Right, Jason. And do you, what, your kid's going to say, hey, Dad, let's watch a movie in the basement with my date?
Zero.
No,
absolutely not.
You know? Yeah, they want to take their date out.
Right.
So
yes.
we're not going anywhere. And
I would sit right in between them is why they won't ask me.
There you go.
At the theater, at least, I'm not sitting in between them. I drop them off. It works out better. It works out better. How do you make sure that you're not chasing some of the ridiculous trends, right? I mean, the 3D thing. I've seen some 3D movies. They're all right. I do love the big X. What is it called? The XDX screen? That's where I saw Top Gun. That was pretty cool. But now they've got like moving theater seats and some like rumble. How do you decide what to chase and what not to?
Just like anything in any industry, there's always going to be fads. There's always going to be gimmicks. But when it comes down to it, let's keep it plain and simple and just put what's on the screen. People want to see a great film with great sound in recliners, a bar, some popcorn. Those things will never go away. We've seen the evolution of videotapes to DVDs. And it's just like one thing is the same and always simple and the greatest. Watching a great film on the screen, having great sound. Keep it simple.
Do you need another Top Gun? Is this, we need like giant blockbusters to keep it going, or are things ever going to sort of even out?
Yeah, I think they have evened out because we've really seen in each location how to bring our people back, whether that's the rewind that we've started at the Grandview and really keeping these classic films alive and having people come out and get a whole new audience and demographic, whether that's putting Fathom events on like the opera. It's really just finding what works best in each location and reaching in with our community and making sure they feel connected. That is what we feel is the key to our success besides customer service and great popcorn.
When does Edina open?
September 30th.
Oh, pretty soon. Pretty soon.
Pretty soon. And we're hiring like crazy, Jason. We are looking for people, bartenders, concessionists, managers.
Nice.
We're looking for a fantastic team.
All right. Come open a theater in Maple Grove. I'd appreciate it.
You got to go to Champlin or Plymouth.
I know. It's not far. We go to both of those. Michelle Mann, thank you. And we appreciate, I think theaters are so important to our hometowns. So thank you and your family for your work and keeping it going.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. We thank everyone for their support. We wouldn't be here without you guys.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.